Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So the American Dialect Society voted the word because its 2013 Word of the Year. That's because of new uses for the word. Like you might say, October is my favorite month because playoff baseball. Or breakfast is the best meal of the day because bagels. Does this sound a little off to you? Here to explain the new uses of because, if you're not using them yourself, using it yourself that way yet or haven't run into it, and to talk about other words of the past year is the chair of the New Words Committee at the American Dialect Society, the executive producer of Vocabulary.com and the visual thesaurus, and the language columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Ben Zimmer. Hi, Ben. Welcome back to WNYC. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having
me. And you just put this out, right? Most of these come out in December, but your word of the year for 2013 came out in 2014.
Well, the American Dialect Society likes to look at the whole year when it's already over. We have the selection at our annual meeting, which happens in the first week of January. And this has been going on
since... some word might have popped around the holidays and changed the whole script.
Well, you don't want to announce too early. But also, we've been doing this since 1990. It's the oldest of these Word of the Year selections, and still we think the most prestigious.
And looking over the past decade of your group's choices, they tended to be fairly topical. Subprime won in 2007, Occupy, Word of the Year in 2011, Bailout in 2008. And this year's word is not very newsy by those standards. It's not a new noun or adjective. It's just because.
It's just because, yeah. It was a very interesting year of voting. We didn't have some big topical word like that, like the ones that you mentioned. Certainly, we were talking about topical things. You know, Obamacare, for instance, came up as one possibility, as well as some more pop culture type terms like selfie or twerk. But the members of the American Dialect Society, all the linguists and language scholars, were really interested in this new development of a very old word. Our Word of the Year doesn't have to be a new, shiny word. It can be something that's newly noteworthy. And certainly it's noteworthy in the novel ways that the word because has been used in the past year or so.
And listeners, if you want to call up and talk about because or any of the other words that you think might have been on the list in 2013, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Are we talking primarily about a text message and tweet thing, dropping the of for the sake of saving characters?
Well, that could be part of it. People are certainly using language in very terse ways because of character limits and that sort of thing. But that's not necessarily the whole story. In fact, one of the places where this usage of because has really taken off has been on Tumblr, where you don't even have those sorts of limits. It's a playful way of tweaking grammar in a way so that because doesn't have to be used in those traditional ways, introducing a whole clause or as because of with a noun. Now you can go straight into that noun or even an adjective or an interjection. Those are all possibilities that that because is being played with.
Do you have any favorite examples? It could be, you know, because anything having to do with anything. But there were some. Were there some ones that jumped out at you as you were choosing this as the word of the year?
Well, you know, if you'd use that because plus noun formation, one of the oldest things that people have been doing is just by using it to say because reasons, and that's sort of like because I said so. I don't even have to spell out the reasons. Or if it's an appeal to science or logic, you might say because science or because logic. But really, people are being very creative with this. As I mentioned, it could be an adjective. So if you're saying I'm not going to go out because weather, that's a noun, or you could say because cold, or you could use the interjection because burr. So, you know, the sky's the limit with all the ways that you can use it now.
Do you, as a grammarian, find this grammatically incorrect because it's dropping the preposition of, which we think of as having to come after because?
Well, it's certainly non-standard grammar, but it's intentionally so. I think that part of the appeal of it is that it is really tweaking the traditional grammar rules, as people often like to do online.
212-433-WNYC. Alex in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Hello, Brian. Well, this is actually interesting because it's I'm the first answer. Anyway, the word because, I don't mind all the tweaks and uses and so on, but what I do mind a lot is when it's used as a wrong kind of conjunction between an independent clause and a subordinate clause. Well, here's my point. Nobody's going to understand that, almost. When you say, the reason I'm doing this is because I want to do it. The part, because I want to do it, is wrong, because it should be, the reason I'm doing this is that I want to do it. The difference between because and that is, one is, the first one is a coordinate conjunction, and that is a subordinate conjunction. So when you say, I want to do what, I want to do this because of what, because of some reason.
Right.
Do you follow me?
I do follow you. Alex, do I hear in your voice that you're a native French speaker?
Yes, I am a native French speaker, and this is where I've learned all this crap.
You mean this
and,
somehow comes...
It's actually very good stuff. I shouldn't use that word. It's excellent stuff that isn't pressed in American schools. I don't think so. I mean, I see politicians, I see elected officials, I see judges say the wrong word, use the word because, and I have fights at home.
So do you think that people who speak French are much more meticulous about this?
And they are, and it's not because they're fussy or because they're this or that. It's simply because they were formed at a very early age to be very careful about grammatical expression and accept the rules of grammar. Now, people say, oh, well, things change. Well, there's one thing between change, and certainly there are differences in grammar that I note between English and French.
I hear. So do you, is the same thing going on? Do you know if the same thing is going on in French? Are people tweeting, parce que amour?
I don't tweet. I've lived here so long.
You don't know.
That I'm part of the American infrastructure, but I'm very much French at heart.
Alex, thank you very much. That's so interesting to me, Ben. Here's a non-native English speaker who feel so strongly about the proper usage.
Well, that's very often the case. Immigrants who might come to the country and struggle to learn English are very often the ones that get upset when they perceive that the grammar that they work so hard to learn is being misused somehow, and a cavalier usage of because of the type that we're talking about might not sound so good to their ears.
And the one he pinpointed at the beginning of his call was not so much the way you're talking about because being used now, but the reason is because,
right.
As opposed to the reason is that.
Yeah. And it's true that's a bit redundant. If you've already said the reason is, you don't need to put the because there because you're already stating that it's the reason. So, according to the prescriptive approach, you should just skip the because and say the reason is that.
So here's somebody who wants to follow up on his call, Anna in Westchester, to talk about the word because in idiomatic French.
Yes, I was curious that your French speaker who just called just now did not mention. It's my understanding that in current idiomatic French, you sometimes will drop in the word because. You say it in English, but of course you pronounce it in French, and all the rest of what you're saying is French. And it's pretty much means because, but it's just just sort of an idiom.
Thank you very much. Alan in Elmont, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alan.
Hi there. Yeah, I was just wondering if you think that the dropping of us might have to do with the adding of in the way we write, using dot dot dot, and we might say because dot 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 politics, and now we just say because politics instead of with the pause.
Mm-hmm.
That's inferred by the dot dot dot.
Dropping the ellipse.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, people have been using similar formations in speech and writing for a while. You might say because politics, where you're skipping ahead straight to the noun with a shared understanding. We know what we're talking about. It's politics. I don't have to say anymore. So this is a compact way of saying it that shows that there's a kind of a shared knowledge where no more explanation is needed.
Let's digress for a minute because a couple of people are calling in to talk about the word so. Lloyd in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lloyd, real quick.
The word so seems to come up frequently as a beginning to an answer to a question about what somebody might be doing or something. And it's something that I've noticed as a trend. It's not something that used to be the case. And it sounds a little bit out of place to me. Just wondering if it sounds a little bit like the use of the word because in the way that you've been talking about.
Yes,
right now.
And even people in high levels of government will answer question at congressional hearings by saying, you know, they're asked about why the health care bill. And they say, so there are 46 million uninsured people in America, and start the sentence like that very frequently. So wait, here's Harry in Forest Hills with a different thing about so. Harry?
This is more about the word fun, which has been bugging me for a couple of decades, where people would say, let's do it, it'll be so fun, leaving out, you know, any sort of modifier like much, et cetera.
So much fun.
Has anyone noticed that?
Becomes so fun, like because of love because love.
In some ways, it's interesting that these little words can actually get people quite worked up.
People are so riled up.
So riled up, yes. So in the first caller who talked about that introductory so, and we do hear that quite a lot these days. We hear it on public radio. We hear it from people in Silicon Valley. That's sort of a favored way of beginning a new topic. And it's a kind of a topic shifter, which might sound strange if you expect it to follow from a previous thought, and now this is more disconnected. The use of fun, though, that shows that fun is being used as an adjective rather than a noun.
I like so. People are going to hate me for that. But I think it just sounds informal and kind of connected that you're listening to the person and then you pick it up. But I know a lot of people hate it. Ben Zimmer is the chair of the New Words Committee at the American Dialect Society, the executive producer of Vocabulary.com, and the language columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Their word of the year for 2013 just announced. Because out of time. Bye.
Thank you.